Details about the circumstances surrounding the death of Jessica Aldama and her infant are sparse.
All I know is it's tragic. She died in open space, and I believe that it would be avoidable if we had a system that did not lead to this sort of thing.
That's Pedro Silva, associate minister at Boulder's First Congregational Church.
I think anyone who hears it, if their hearts aren't broken, then they might need to examine their hearts because this is a heartbreaking situation.
Reverend Silva was among dozens of people who gathered in Boulder's Central Park Thursday evening for a vigil for Aldama and her baby. The park was the last place Jennifer Livovich of the nonprofit Feet Forward had seen Aldama.
Feet Forward hosts a weekly event at Central Park, and I first met her through attending our event. I would estimate the first time I met her was probably in February, and I remember that because she'd become friends with someone that I knew from being homeless here myself. And so I would estimate she'd been coming every Tuesday for about 6 weeks. And then I didn't see her anymore. I thought perhaps my friend has a history of like going to California or to Denver. And so I thought maybe that was a scenario until I learned about her unfortunate death.
A written police statement emailed to KGNU in response to an interview request indicates Aldama had at least two interactions with police and medical personnel in the month of September. The final documented interaction, according to the police statement, was September 23rd, when officers with the department's homeless outreach team took Aldama to the People's Clinic, which then referred her to Boulder Community Hospital. Just how long Aldama had been inside of the tent not far from the BCH Foothills Hospital off Arapahoe is unclear, as is the cause of death. The police statement indicated the deceased baby, quote, appeared to be a newborn infant. The statement sent to KGNU by the police department was originally released October 27th. Jennifer Livovich has thoughts about why the deaths haven't resulted in a major scandal.
Based on my experience as someone who's been unhoused here, specifically chronically homeless, there is a feeling that some people's lives are worth less value or no value at all here. And so while I can't say that is for certain why there has not been further investigation or probing or answers, in my experience, that's what I would have to lean towards.
Requests for information made to the Boulder Police Department about cause of death in the case of Aldama and her infant were referred to the county coroner's office. County Coroner Emma Hall declined KGNU's interview request when reached by phone at her office, sharing only that cause in these types of cases, quote, takes 10 to 12 weeks to determine. But many attendees at last week's vigil blame city policies towards homelessness as a driving factor.
I think largely the city of Boulder hates people experiencing homelessness, and I think the structures that exist here are designed to make sure that these things happen, that people die or are displaced.
That's Ryan Hardwood of the mutual aid group Safe Boulder County. He says policies that favor displacement over providing services endanger lives by design.
I've been involved in Safe for the past 3 years. Every winter when there's a snowstorm, we have to do a call-in to get the severe weather shelter opened and to get day shelter opened. It's a struggle every time as the city has been continually slashing the sheltering budget and increasing funding to the police.
In April, Boulder City Council approved increasing the police budget by $2.7 million for an 18-month-long program to enforce camping and tent bans and to otherwise dissuade similar forms of survival behavior associated with homelessness. But the makeup of the City Council is changing. Results from last week's elections have yet to be certified, but candidates from the progressive slate appear to have won 3 of the 5 available seats. City Council has also requested information on the case of the deaths of Jessica Aldama and her baby. Civil rights attorney and Feet Forward board member Darren O'Connor sees that as a hopeful sign.
I'm very hopeful that, you know, an incredibly sad and unnecessary pair of deaths like this, seeing an infant die on our streets from lack of community concern, that it will wake us up in Boulder, and that the incoming council, which is taking up this issue on, I believe, on Tuesday, November 9th, will take quick action to address the inequities that have been here for so long.
With audio gathered by Jim B. in Boulder's Central Park, I'm Shannon Young for KGNU.